This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A 646-acre wildfire is burning in Los Animas County, just north of the New Mexico border. Governor Jared Polis declared an emergency yesterday afternoon. Lake Dorothy State Wildlife Area southeast of Trinidad remains closed. Honey Fire Protection District has reported that the fire is receiving aid from airplane attacks and that ground crews are working the fire in an area where the terrain is difficult to navigate overnight. The fire is 0% contained. Denver Public Schools is turning to residents to help decide if a potential tax increase for schools is right for the 2026 ballot. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
It's called a mill levy override, a property tax hike that, unlike construction bonds, goes directly into the classroom. DPS says the money would be earmarked for competitive teacher salaries, expanded vocational training, and employee benefits. If approved, the average Denver homeowner would see an increase of about $71 a year. But before it reaches voters this November, the district is seeking volunteers for a community-led committee to vet the financial data and weigh the district's priorities. Six public meetings are scheduled across the city starting April 21st to gather feedback. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is replacing highway cameras throughout the state. KRCC's Mike Purcell.
CDOT is in the process of transitioning its highway camera system away from a third-party vendor to what it says is a more modern and fully state-owned network. The agency says public feedback has helped determine which cameras people use the most. The project will eventually replace 66 live cameras throughout the state, including a dozen in southeastern Colorado. The project is expected to be complete in about a year and a half.
This is CPR News in KRCC.